This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, religious liberty under attack finds an ally at the Supreme Court. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
A new study from the Supreme Court Review reveals that when it comes to legal battles at the highest court in the land, religious liberty is actually winning more now than in the past 70 years. With the very aggressive leftist agenda constantly attacking religion, attempted government bans on church services, and governmental overreach due to COVID concerns, it is easy to feel that religious liberty is losing ground. But under Chief Justice John Roberts, with the addition of the three President Trump appointees, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, the court has ruled in favor of religious liberty at an extremely high 81% of the time, which is a 31% rise over the previous courts. The Supreme Court Review said that, plainly, the Roberts Court has ruled in favor of religious organizations, including mainstream Christian organizations, more frequently than its predecessors. With the replacement of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with Amy Coney Barrett, this trend will not end soon and may accelerate. The study found that past courts in the 50s and 60s, led by Chief Justice Earl Warren, only had a 46% score supporting religious liberty. Under Chief Justice Warren E. Burger, from the 60s to the 80s, a mere 51%. And from the 80s until 2005, under Chief Justice William Rehnquist, was only 58% in favor. Family Research Council's Catherine Beck Johnson commented that Christians should be winning. Religious liberty is embedded in the Constitution. We're simply using the First Amendment as our protection. We're utilizing it at the high courts. It is our right, and we are winning because the left is infringing on our First Amendment right. The justices most credited for the high religious freedom success rate are Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh. Pray for the Supreme Court of the United States that they would decide according to the Constitution and be inspired by the Word of God. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.